This is Anderson Penn's podcast episode 147 for Tuesday, April 7th, 2015. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's Radio Network.
That's really cool how you say that. This is where I'm supposed to say, if you can ink it up, we can talk about it.
Remember the good old days when you used to, like, say hello in, like, Swahili and stuff like that?
Well, we don't watch the Tour de France anymore, so I'm not influenced by, what was his name, Paul?
Paul Sherwin.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so cool to know Swahili. I mean, come on, how many people do you know who speak Swahili?
I know exactly zero. Exactly zero Swahili-speaking people.
Wow.
I'm sure, though, with our diverse audience, at least one in the chat will say they've been there or they
have done that.
Done that, I don't know. Or they know Paul Sherwin. So.
All right, well, you know, maybe I'll work on it over the summer, but we just haven't had time.
Yeah, we should watch the tour. That would be fun.
Well, I meant working on new ways to say hello or welcome.
Oh, well, that's all you. My part's in black on the script. Anyway. I have no idea what we're talking about tonight. I sort of have an idea.
Actually, you do, and you were a little opposed to it.
I'm still hoping at the last minute you're going to change your mind.
All right, so here we go. We're just going to dive right in. We're going to talk about pencils.
Wait a minute. I think a sound effect is in order there.
I don't think so. We have.
That's good, right? And that's good.
Those of you in the chat, be gentle with me. I know where most of you live. Now we have a number of people who come into the store, who collect pencils or are looking for a pencil, and we sell quite a few online, and there is quite a diverse selection of mechanical pencils. It really surprised me when we started to look into this and talk about, okay, what pencils are we going to bring home to talk about? There's really a wide range, and people are very, what's the word I'm looking for?
I have no idea.
Picky, obsessed.
Well, no different than with fountain pens.
Right, exactly. That's my point. So, the other thing is I'm also trying to broaden your horizons. You were excited about buying not just a rollerball, but what was it, a felt tip marker?
Oh, well, you know, it was a 1950s.
So,
whammy.
I'm just going there and saying that maybe it's time for you to broaden your horizons, and we are going to talk about pencils.
Well, do you want to know something? I actually have a pencil on my desk.
Really?
I do. At the moment, I only see one.
Number 2 Ticonderoga?
No, it's not. It's not. It's a mechanical pencil that actually needs to be repaired.
Show it off.
It is a Esterbrook M2. This is the, I don't know what the specific model number was. Esterbrook really didn't have it, but the fountain pen was the M2. This is the pencil. These were different than normal Esterbrook's pencils in that these were twist activated instead of cap actuated. So you twist them to extend the light. But this one, for some reason, doesn't. It's all mucked about.
Eddie G, is that you? Guest 492. He has over 200 mechanical pencils.
You know, I'm willing to bet. You know, that might be a good giveaway or a good quiz question or something. How many mechanical pencils do I own? Because I bet you. Because that was a thing, you know. Esterbrook made almost more different versions of mechanical pencils than they did fountain pens.
Okay.
So they had your 6 standard colors in 2 different sizes, but then 2 different sizes and for a while there were 2 different sizes of lead and a thin model. And so I remember one time we bought a collection from somebody, and there were a lot of pencils. And I went through and I said, I don't have this one, I don't have this one, I don't have this one. So I bet you I'm up there with Eddie G. I bet you I got close to 200 pencils in my collection.
See, don't you feel liberated? Don't you feel freer, you're getting that off your chest.
You wanted me to get rid of them, as I recall.
Probably still do, but anyway, I find it fascinating because I like a good pencil. In fact, I think it was Fountain Pen Day. I think it was Carrie who said that he uses Black Wings, and these are phenomenal pencils. We love these. We have these at the store. I've used them for years, but people really get caught up. I won't say obsessed, but you know, working on it about pencils. And we certainly get people who will only use a 0.7 or only use a 0.5. And it doesn't matter what the body is. If it doesn't have their lead, they won't use it.
A couple months ago where everybody came in. We had like five people come in looking for a 0.5 pencil. And most manufacturers make a 0.7, a 0.9, or larger. These days, which was really weird because I'm like, well, Twisby makes one, but
right,
that was about it.
So I figured we would just have a little discussion about pencils. It's something that most people use. Certainly, everybody knows how to use a pencil, but they don't get a lot of love, and I think that maybe they should.
Well, you know, at the turn of last century, the most common writing instrument on the planet was the pencil. Well, not everybody could afford to have a fountain pen. And then I have a little bit of historical interest here. See if anybody in the chat knows. Now, I'm not 100% certain, but I'm pretty sure this is one of the very first, so I can't really ask that as a question, but one of the very first combos ever made was by what company?
John Jenkins would know that in a heartbeat.
John would know.
John Jenkins, PCA online librarian. He was my vice president for a year, and he collects combos. He's got a huge selection. So if we ever have a combo we want to sell, John's our man.
Well, this one, I actually own, I have two combos in my entire collection. I don't collect them, but I have two. And they're both black hard rubber, and this one actually does have a nib. Thank you very much. The Eagle Pencil Company made a combo called the Prince. And this is one of the very first combos. It's actually an eyedropper with a 14-karat nib on one side and a pencil on the other. I have two of these. One's missing a cap, unfortunately. And believe it or not, Esterbrook actually made a combo, too. Eyedropper with a 14-karat nib. I have yet to ever find one, so if anybody ever finds one, let me know.
What?
But
So you didn't want to talk about pencils, and now you want a pencil?
Oh, well, it's a combo. It's an Esterbrook.
Okay. Oh, well, if it's an Esterbrook, it doesn't count.
It doesn't count. Okay. No, it can be a ballpoint. It can be a felt tip. Right. It can be a Flowmaster. I don't care.
Oh, we don't need any more Flowmasters. All right. So anyway, pencils. There are a number of companies who make really good pencils these days. Twisby, for example, makes one in black, one in silver. You've got 0.5, 0.7. The cool thing is that Twisby makes both a fixed pipe here at the end, or I gotta make my chat smaller, sorry guys. Or they have this one.
And what's so special about that one? Oh my god.
It's retractable. So those are kind of fun. You push
it,
retractable. It plays peekaboo with you. Yeah. So those are very popular. So anyway, Twisby makes them nice, sturdy. Designed similar to the old Rotrings that were hugely popular.
Mm-hmm. Thinner, much thinner, though.
Yes, they are much thinner. Another company that makes similar pens is Retro 50 Pencils, Retro 51. Again, black and silver, same faceted design. These are nice. These are a nice weight, just like the Twisby's, good clip.
Although that black on there is more of a matte finish.
It is. It is. And these have a long grip here that's textured, so you get a good grip. It won't slip out of your hand, which is really cool. One thing that was popular quite a number of years ago, it was much more popular than now, I think, but it seems to be coming back, are the sketch pencils. Much larger lead. I know Bexley made one, Levenger made one. They made a Multimax kind of pen with a very thick lead that could also be swapped out for another piece of, it wasn't lead, but it was a dry writer, like a highlighter. So this one is by Natuno. We have a couple of these left. But these are cool. You just extend the lead, but it's a very thick lead.
Yeah, that's well in advance of, 1.5, something like that?
If not bigger, yeah, very big. But those are cool. Now, the nice thing about the Natuno that not all the other companies have is this actually has one side of it that's flattened so that when you put it on the desk, it doesn't roll off. So those are nice. Big, thick. Our daughter's an artist. She has one. She really likes it. A lot of people who like to sketch or doodle use these a lot. So that's kind of cool.
We didn't bring the Levenger.
No, that's got more of a claw grip kind of thing.
Yeah, it's got a, what do you call it?
I don't know. It's like a claw.
Everything's escaping me lately. The Levenger one actually has, you could get, in Bexley made one, the Multimax made a version where you could slide in a ballpoint attachment.
Yes, those were cool.
You still have yours, or did you sell yours?
I think it's at the store. I think I sold it.
Okay.
That's cool. Another type of pencil that has a bigger lead than the standard 0.5, 0.7, 0.9 are the Retro 51. They're standard pencils. These are so cool. They come in all sorts of fun patterns, but their lead is a 1.15. And when you buy the pencil, you get extra lead and you get extra erasers.
Yeah, I always tell everybody that it's enough erasers.
And these erasers
are a long time.
Pretty big, and you get an entire little roll, so those are fun.
Yeah,
but they have really fun patterns. We really like Retro.
Eddie G is saying that he thinks the lead size on the Tuna is about a 2.0.
It's big.
It's big, yeah. It's a big, big comfortable lead. So that's not one you're going to snap off like a 0.5 or something. But,
No. Another one that's really popular, especially with the kids in the area, is the Faber-Castell.
The grip.
I like that it's got the little grips on the side so it doesn't slip out of your hand. It's really comfortable. And this one's a 0.7. Comes in all different colors. But it just fascinates me how many different options there are in a wide range of price ranges if you're into pencils.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know.
We've got two good friends, John Belli and Joe Nemechek, who all they collect are pencils.
Yes.
And they're their go-to. And the best part is they're good buddies. And Joe actually collects more Victorian stuff, and John collects everything else. And he does do some Victorian stuff, but they're always the go-to resource. You got a pencil you don't know, but the thing about pencils is they're not as highly sought after, but sometimes you can get, let's just say if you're into overlays, you can get a rare overlay pattern in a pencil that would cost you five times as much in the pen, if you can find it at all, but you might be able to find it in the pencil. Sometimes getting the pattern in the pencil may be even harder to find, but you can get representative collection of all the Waterman overlay patterns in pencils, or you can have it as a space filler, so much cheaper. No, they don't flex. You can't put Yamabuto in there or anything like that, but They can be fun to collect. I admit I do actually have one or two, I think two Waterman pencils, one of them an overlay, so.
Okay. You know.
But.
We talked about these in the beginning, but I love my Palomino Black Wings.
Yeah, now what's the big deal with the Chuck Jones edition? Is it a different color?
The Chuck Jones edition, part of the proceeds from the limited edition sets go to continuing support of the arts. Chuck Jones was the creator of, Bugs Bunny, Wile E. Coyote, and a bunch of other Looney Tunes. And he did more than 300 animated films, and some of what he used were the Black Wing pencils. So they have done a limited edition set.
Well, you know, this is an interesting, actually, it's interesting that you bring this up, because if I'm, correct me if I'm wrong, but...
You're wrong.
The husband is in the forest. Is he still, no one's around to hear him. Is he still wrong?
Yes.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but is... Palomino is an example of a company that, I'm kind of shifting gears here for a minute, but a company that actually is not the same as the original company. So there was an original Palomino, and then now there is the new Palomino. But
yes, but they've kept they've stayed true to the original. They, you know, as opposed to other companies that have come back recently.
What companies would those be? I can't think of any. It's just right on the tip of my tongue. Well, I'd give you a dollar if you.
But no, the Palomino Blackwing pencils were very popular, and then they went out, and they've been revived or revitalized. But they've stayed true to the design. They've stayed true to the lead. And the lead is the big part of, a pencil's a pencil as far as most people are concerned. Why are you going to spend more for, a 12-pack of pencils versus, the 50-pack you can buy at Staples or whatever? They have a much different lead. It's darker. It's a little softer. You can get one that's harder. And so for people who are into pencils, artists, people who sketch, people who doodle, people who just like pencils, it has a different feel. Just like it's flex soft. Nib versus, yeah, it is.
It's like it's soft, but it's really dark. Is that? I mean, they have a couple, number of different kinds, but I've used yours in the store, and I've always been struck by how pleasing it is to use. It's not it's not sharp, and it doesn't, But I remember reading that when the original Palomino went out, there were people buying cases.
Oh, yes,
they were Black Wings, and the prices on eBay were going, through the roof. Or after secondary market were just really, really outrageous.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
For pencils.
A box of pencils. They even make like limited edition wooden boxes to put them in. It's kind of cool.
Do we have those? We should get those.
We don't. I figured I'd ease you into some of that. I can certainly order them tomorrow.
I'm sure you can.
And then we have one other pencil that we were going to talk about that is shifting gears a little bit into charity. And we picked up a number of these not too long ago, and these are by Schaefer, the pink.
That's the 100.
That is the Schaefer 100, and we are donating $10 from every sale of these pink Schaefer 100 pencils to one of the local hospices here in Appleton. A place that took care of the mothers of two of our friends, and it's important to us. We've lost a number of people in our lives to cancer, and so we want to give back, and figured this would be a good way. So everyone that sells $10 from the sale goes to this local hospice.
And it's a 0.7. It's a nice pencil.
They're cool. It twists.
Nice weight. Yep, it's a twist. And we have a lot of them. So my goal is to give $1,000 to local cancer.
To the hospice.
Hospice. Yep. I have a lot. I mean, a lot.
Buy a pencil.
To buy a pencil. I think they're very reasonably priced.
Yeah, but it's a good quality. Schaefer makes a great product. Mm-hmm. So we've got a number of things. So when some of these students from Lawrence or students from the Renaissance School here in town come in and they're looking for pencils, we've also got, Rhodia makes a pencil. Just a regular, pencil you can stick in your sharpener, but it's got
it's
really
triangular
great
shaped.
It is. It's fun. So there are all sorts of cool things that pencil manufacturers do to make something other than just your typical Dixon Ticonderoga pencil.
So. You got a problem with Dixon?
I was born in Ticonderoga. I got nothing wrong. I got nothing against Ticonderoga.
I'm trying to see if I have any more pencils here, but I don't. I think I've got the one, and it's a really kind of an accident that it's on my desk.
How do you have an accident on your desk?
Well, part of me says I wish people could see my desk, but the other part of me says I'd be embarrassed if people didn't see my desk, because you can already see like this mess right here, which is all pens and parts, and there's more parts and stuff. It's back over here.
There are.
But that's moving out of here in a couple of weeks.
Carpenter Joe gets back from vacation. Who said he could go to Florida?
He didn't tell us.
Did he ask?
He didn't ask.
I know. We've got things for him to do, and he's up and taking off to Florida.
Anyway. What else is going on? So what else about pencils? Anything else about pencils? People still make them. You can still get them as sets. Most manufacturers still make them. Montblanc, even Visconti, I think, makes a pencil.
Do they?
I think so. I think they make a Rembrandt or something. But.
We'll have to look into that. I could get you one for our anniversary.
Oh, my goodness. That would be the last one you ever got. There we go. Jenny says it's not a mess. It's creative clutter.
Yeah, no, it's a mess.
Actually, it's not bad. You should have seen it this weekend. I powered through some repairs, and which was great. And it's much cleaner. I can actually see portions of the desk now. But
all right. We hope you all had a happy Easter if you celebrate. We ended up going to our local Restore, the Habitat for Humanity Restore on Saturday. We thought we'd just run over and look for some file cabinets. They had a big file cabinet sale. We ended up coming home with a new file cabinet and a new table with 6 file cabinet drawers attached. So on Sunday, Brian did repairs, and I went to the store to clean up and move things around before Dave got in on Monday and saw the huge mess that we made.
How long did it take him to notice? He's pretty sharp. He probably noticed it like right away, but...
Pretty much right away.
Okay.
But he likes the new one by his desk. That way it actually works.
It does, yeah. The funny thing is, as I saw it today back by the recycle place, and I didn't think that was the one, and I almost grabbed it and brought it back. But
No. This one's much better.
No, so.
But, no, it was nice for you to get some repairs done, especially since we will be gone next weekend.
Yeah, what's next weekend?
Atlanta.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this. This is really starting to shape up to be a real interesting trip. We're leaving Wednesday afternoon.
And Brian is really clever. He knows that.
Jenny's gonna love this.
Yeah, Hugh's gonna love. Everybody's gonna love this. Yeah, Hugh's gonna love this. So Brian's really smart. He knows that, we power through the driving, and it's really rough, and we've talked about trying to take an extra day, or at least get there the night before so we can get a good night's sleep. And sometimes that makes all the difference. So Brian said, "Well,
there's too many shows that we leave here in the afternoon after having been up all day and late the night before, drive all the way there, and we get to the show at 8 o'clock for a 9 o'clock setup, and then
set up, and we work all day, and we try when we have dinner plans." Like on a Friday night, let's say, we try to schedule it with friends so that if we fall asleep in the middle of dinner, nobody gets offended. It hasn't happened yet, but it's
well,
come
close really bad,
a couple times. Yeah. Well, you know, we've been awake for 48 hours. But Brian was smart. He said, he was clever. He said, you know, why don't we leave Wednesday night? We can stop. We can actually sleep for a little bit. And we can get to Atlanta, you know, mid-afternoon, because we'd make this one quick stop.
Well,
in Bowling Green, Kentucky, at the National Corvette Museum.
Well, you see, now you're leaving out a crucial part there. See, next week, of course, for you IT folk is Microsoft Patch Week. So, of course, that's pretty much all I do that week. And Tuesday morning or Thursday morning, I have a significant number of servers that I have to patch, so why not stop somewhere where there's good wireless or good internet and at that time, and it just so happens if we left at 4:30, we would get to Bowling Green by 4:30 in the morning, so which is perfect, so I could do my 2 hours of work in a parking lot somewhere, and then we could go get breakfast, and then it would be 8 o'clock, and guess what? The museum is open at 8.
Yes.
How is that not perfect?
That is perfect. So we are going to go. I have never been in the museum. Brian hasn't been for several years. And so we are going to make arrangements to go to the museum, take a little tour, and then get back on the road, get to Atlanta while it's still light out. We will be able to get into the ballroom and set up on Thursday night, which is huge for us. I mean, setup can be 3 or 4 hours. So for us to be able to get in and even just unpack the car and set up the grid, that's an hour right there.
Yep. So, but, yeah, so we'll stop and we'll hang out and
yeah,
at the museum. And they have the new track, so I definitely want to see if, you know, what's going on with the track. And one of our customers donated a number of Corvettes there.
He's not just a customer. He's a good friend.
And he was on the board, and he donated a number of cars specifically for the track. So I kind of want to check it out. I hope the weather's good. Actually, the weather's supposed to be very good. So
it is. I think he donated 5 cars, and 2 are on the track. 1 is actually in the museum, and 2 they are going to be using for shuffling dignitaries and VIPs from the airport to the museum. They like to have some nicer Corvettes to use as a little taxi service, and so a couple of his are going to be used for that. And he thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, so I want to get a picture of us next to. I think the 66 is in the museum, so I want to get a picture of.
Yes, there's a picture of him on Facebook next to the car, so we'll know which one it is. But I'll ask him tomorrow when he comes in.
It's red with I think it's got a white stripe up the front.
So Brian's gonna, you know, maybe I should have my picture taken next to the car.
Well, I said us.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
So us and then you separately because you know you're just going to be drooling on it.
No. That's fine. No, us too. That's fine.
Okay.
So anyway, so we're going to do that. And then we've only got a couple more hours to Atlanta. We'll get there about noonish, depends on how long we stay, noon, right. 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And we're going to take another little side trip.
Oh, we're so excited about this.
And we don't get to do this very often. Of course, we have a number of friends. A number of very good friends who also own stores. It's a very small fraternity, as it were, of folks who actually own stores. And so we are going to stop at our good friend Jimmy Dolev, who owns and runs Total Office Products, and he's actually the person who runs the Atlanta show. We're going to stop by his store and say hi and check it out. But I'm looking forward to it. His store actually was featured in one of the more recent Actually, Mont Blanc actually featured his store in one of their recent mm-hmm. sales meetings. And so they had a really cool display on the outside. So I'm looking forward to checking it out. And,
yeah.
And just and seeing how other people do things, right? You know, there's always something to learn.
Exactly. So we're excited. And Jimmy and his wife and his daughter are just awesome. We love them. And we are always thrilled to be in the same room with them because Jimmy's just got this great sense of humor. And he's one of the few men who can pull off a sweater vest year-round.
Oh, yeah.
The Argyle sweater vest year-round. Love that man.
Now, he's going to be busy, but I bet you, you know, he's going to be cool as a cucumber.
Yep.
The day before the show, he's going to be just, and that's the way it needs to be. So
just shaking his head and smiling and laughing. That's Jimmy.
So I'm really looking forward to that. It's going to be fun, and then you know we'll be able to set up and you know, and we'll be able to relax. And then we've got we talk probably more of it next week, but we got a couple of nice dinners set up and breakfast, and we're going to
any spare time.
We don't. We're going to meet one of your old friends, and I'm going to meet him for the first time.
I'm so excited. There will be hugging and screaming.
Can we say who it is, or?
Not yet.
We can't? Okay.
No.
All right. We're going to wait till after?
I think so.
Okay. All right.
All right. But anyway, yeah, so we're excited about all that. We get to see what do we call him now? We get to see Mike Beiler.
Yeah, Mike. Mike is going to be there.
And boatloads of people are going to be there. Anyway, we'll talk about it next week.
And here's what we're going to do. I'm going to say this in advance because I don't think I don't know if Mike's on the chat or not, but I was talking to him just before the show. We're going to play a little joke on his brother.
Oh.
We are going to constantly send him pictures throughout the show.
Okay.
And what we're going to do is we're going to put
price tags.
A $25 price tag next to
Tim is smarter than that. Tim is smarter than that. He's smarter than the two of you. He's going to know you guys are messing with him.
I said, I told Mike, if any of you are longtime watchers of the podcast, Tim was actually on the podcast. He was our first guest host 2 years ago. Good guy, super guy. Tim's worked for us at Penn Shows before. But he's a big collector of swan. And I said, well, whenever we see a swan pen, we're going to put a little tag next to it.
Like $10.
I'm going to take a picture and I'm going to text it to him and ask him, hey, should I buy this? So, anyway.
That's so mean. That's why Tim's the nice brother.
They're both anyway, nice. Come on.
They are. No, they're both awesome.
Love them.
So,
anyway.
But Atlanta's coming up. And then 2 weeks after Atlanta is Chicago.
Hallelujah.
And can you believe it will be can you believe it's going to be our 5th year wedding anniversary? Nobody thought we'd make it. All right. That's annoying. We may not make it. So, everybody in the chat, you got to help me figure it out. What am I going to get Brian for our anniversary?
I thought you already knew, unless you sell it first.
The King of Pen is in the case. It's available for sale. If it sells, I can order one. It'll be here in about 6 weeks.
6 weeks? Oh, my gosh. Well, and Dave, that crafty fellow, says to me the other day, he says, well, you know, if it's in the case, it's for sale. So.
Exactly. Somebody was looking at it the other day.
So.
I'm showing it left and right. So if you want it, you got to take it out and set it aside.
The topic came up on Reddit the other day about you know, how do you go about buying your next pet? How do you go about trying to pace yourself for the next pet?
Well, you don't pace.
Well, I do actually, and it's not fair to say I don't. You know, I'll buy the pen, and then I'll just put it in the case.
But not everybody else has that option.
Well, I know, but that's how I do it, see.
Oh, you have me buy it and put it in the case, and then
well,
I wait
all
to
the
see
ordering.
Notice. I know, except Visconti. You get to order Visconti.
I order Visconti.
But anyway, so Brian is jonesing for this King of Pen that we have, and what am I getting?
Well, I already gave you the present I was going to give you, so
The old teak?
You had the old teak, so I got to come up with something
else. I know.
Else.
Hmm.
But David says, I'll have a pencil.
You know, I used to like him. No, I think, I don't know what it was.
You got the new copper orange. You got a lime copper.
I love that. That's such a pretty color.
It is a nice color. And the ink is a really,
ink is
I'm
cool.
not an orange
yeah.
fan, but that ink is really cool. I do nice, like it. So.
Yes, nice shade. I've got my Dolly.
Yeah, you don't need anything.
I've got my Sailor Sky. I need a new Aurora.
You need a new Aurora. Okay, well,
I do.
We got a few
of them.
We'll
look for the Primavera.
So. Oh, you want the Primavera. Yeah, we got
I want the Primavera, yeah.
Problem is the Primavera usually comes with something else that we don't want.
I know, like a pencil or a rollerball or a ballpoint. But anyway, so we're going to be working on... We're going to be working on anniversary presents, so if anyone has a suggestion, feel free to let me know. You know, Brian might need a Lamy ballpoint to go with his...
$149.90?
You want the $149.90 or do you want the King of Pen?
They're about the $149.90 is not going to be around. They don't make it anymore, so...
I know, and that red gold trim is beautiful.
It's killing me.
So... We could, take that out of the case. So if anyone has a good suggestion, feel free to pass it along. And so let's see. What's going on at the store or on the web? Last week we talked about the Diamine and Pensac price increases. Right? We talked about those?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, so through the 15th.
Sadly.
We'll raise the price on Diamine in Saks. Diamine's going from $12.95 to $14.95 a bottle. It's an 80 milliliter bottle though, so it's still a pretty good deal, price per milliliter. And latex sacks that does not include vacuumatic diaphragms are going from $2 to $2.25, so not a big deal. But either of those two, there are volume discounts. So if you buy 5 or 10 bottles of ink, you get a 5 or 10% discount. And Saks, you buy 10, you get a discount. So stock up.
Or hang don't. On, I'm chatting pencil here. I'm chatting pencils.
I'm buying you a pencil.
Black wings. I have pencils.
Wow.
So the Schaefer 100 pink pencil that we showed you earlier, those are on the site. Really nice pencil.
It is on the site. It's under Schaefer 100, so they're relatively inexpensive. It is a nice pencil, and we are going to give $10 from each pencil to the local hospice. So.
Oh, now they're talking raccoons. That's so mean. we have had, I don't know what's going on, but ink samples are crazy right now, and we have a number of empty Mont Blanc bottles. These don't happen often. Although we're starting to sample up an entire bottle, they're just going that quickly. So we do have a number of empty Mont Blanc bottles available, and if you've never seen one, these are a killer shape. Do you have one in front of you, Brian?
Yeah, I do, actually. Well, I don't have the new one.
Well, the old one's a similar shape.
This is the old bottle. It's kind of like they call it a slipper bottle. So what you do is you tilt the bottle forward to fill this part here, and then that's so when this part on this side gets low, you can just fill it full here. It makes it real super easy to fill the bottle. The new bottles are a little bit bigger. The top is a little bit bigger. It's got a nice little chrome ring around it, a little square. This is a little more curved, the older style, but they come in a nice box too. It's got a nice padding in it, so it's a really, really nice, very nice packaging presentation and a very useful bottle. So, in fact, I don't think I ever get rid of mine. The old style ones, whenever, I don't know why, but I collect them. I probably have a dozen of them. So whenever I see them with ink in them, I buy them.
I don't think I have any.
No, they're all on this side.
So anyway, those are available. We have empty ink bottles all the time on the site, but not Mont Blanc all that much. And Orochi makes a really awesome bottle, except for that one that cracked
Except for that
in
one
half.
That split in half.
That was funny. Noodlers, big delivery coming in tomorrow, restocking a number of things, including some of the regular Conrad pens and the Conrad acrylics that we haven't had in a while, so it'll be nice to get some of those back in. I love Nathan. I had a great conversation with Nathan late last week about pens and business and politics and the economy, and he is just a fascinating man. Twisby coming in this week as well, a big restock on a number of things, including some of the black ink bottles and some other things.
Go ahead.
Always nice to get restocked on that.
Yeah, I want to address something that's in the chat asking about JFK ink. If some of you are active on social media, you might have seen in Europe they do have it. It is due here literally any day. So we don't have it yet. I don't even remember how many bottles we ordered. We ordered it
several dozen.
I don't know how many they're going to send, but any day now. So we should pretty soon we'll put up we'll put it up on the website, and if you want to get a back in stock notification, you will be. But
right.
they're not here yet.
Soon, but yeah, we've been asking forever, and they just haven't been in. Every time we get more stock in, it's always on there as out of stock, back order.
So, and last but not least.
Now we're very excited about this.
Coming tomorrow, perhaps?
Tomorrow.
I think it's coming tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Tracking says tomorrow.
So last month, was it last month, or actually it was in February. My how time flies. We brought on the 1.1 and 1.5 Anderson nibs by Yovo. And now we are going to be getting the extra fine, the medium, and the broad, number 6 size, in two-tone and steel, and those will be here tomorrow. So we're very excited about that, and that's that. So those will fit in, like, almost any modern pen now. So Conklin, Monteverdi, they'll fit in your Conrads, your Ahabs, even fit in... in an Aponset.
Franklin Christoph,
you know, you got to do a little bit. It's the nib only. It's not the whole unit, but Edison, yeah. So they'll fit a wide variety of pens. So excited to finally get those options too.
Oh, Jonathan, that's a bad one.
What's going on here?
You made a joke about it.
Oh, geez, that's bad. Yeah, we can't.
That was good.
It was
anyway,
good. 10 points to John. Anyway, so.
Yep. So lots of stuff coming in this week. And we keep getting, you know, deliveries that a number of companies don't send tracking. So sometimes things just show up, which is always fun. So
anyway. And we're going to just continue the tease here because. We talked about it last week, but we have a new product coming in next week.
Yes, they're shipping it this week. Is this the one we were talking about last week?
Yeah, we said what it was, sort of, right?
Did we?
Yeah.
You said it was paper.
Yeah, so we're getting a new paper product.
Yes.
And it's...
Oh, my God.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
I don't... You know, so the kind of the joke around the store is when Lisa orders paper, I really don't care because... I'm more into the pen than I am anything else, and so she just ordered the papers. I'm like, whatever, you know. But when I saw these things, I'm just like, I'm excited as a, I don't know, it's all get.
He was hovering when I was ordering.
These things are cool. We must have spent a couple hours working out the order and.
We have a phenomenal rep, and
fun
you guys are going to be excited.
So.
And if you're not. You will be anyway.
If you're into paper and journals, man, these are the bomb.
The bomb. So.
Sorry.
I know.
I'm all excited. Anyway.
I know. Anyway.
Yeah, you got
moving on. We do. A big hug to Martin, who called to check on me. And Martin and I are good buds, and he can tell that the last couple weeks I've been struggling with my eyes, and so he's been my little cheerleader. So I love you, Martin. And Steph is going through some kind of eye drama, and mentioned on Facebook she was on the receiving end of a number of too many pirate jokes. So of course Jenny and I had to jump in and help out there.
Hey, you know where a pirate's favorite restaurant is?
I already said we're going to Arby's. So, you
know,
it's
how you say it, it's the presentation.
Yeah, it's all you. But anyway, I just figured that maybe later you could take a picture of me with my eye patches and we'd send it to Steph and make her feel better.
Yeah, no? We're doing that one back channel, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, putting that on. Wayne says I do.
Yeah. Nice. So anyway, big hugs to Steph. Feel better soon. And everybody in the chat, you guys rock.
You're going to be in Atlanta?
You guys are more fun than we are. I mean, you know, Wayne's talking about scrubs and you know, Paul's trying to keep everybody together and John and Carrie are making some jokes and it's an interesting mix. You guys are awesome. So anyway, that's it. Next week we'll be back, same time, same channel, talking about Atlanta.
What are we going to talk about?
What an awesome show it is, and everybody should go.
I should do a wish list.
Oh, you know, you should.
Tim Gerber's got a. I got to say this one. This one's to Steph, courtesy of Tim, a pirate's favorite hymn. How great thou art!
Is that a sacrilege?
I don't know, man. He said it.
You okay. Don't sing it that way. That's good. Yes. That was really good, Tim.
Yeah, and yes to Carrie, yes, the eye chart did come in. So.
Yes. Carrie sent me this sweet note and this eye chart, which I wished I'd had the day before when I went for my checkup, because I'll end up having a little LASIK tweak on both eyes, especially the left. It's still a little blurry from the astigmatism. But, you know, you read this eye chart, and I have a pretty good memory, and so half the time I'm not sure if I'm seeing it or if I just remember what it is, but Carrie sent me a printout of the eye chart, so I'm looking at it. I'm going to study before my next checkup on the 16th. I'm going to ace this test, finally. But yeah, it was cute.
All right.
We have it at the store. So anyway, that's that for tonight, and we will see you guys all next week on Tuesday.
Okay. That's it for this week then. That's it. So use your pens, write to us. Anderson Pens, 10 East College Avenue, Suite 112A, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54911.
Or come and see us at the store.
Email is brian@andersonpens.com.
Or lisa@andersonpens.com. You can check us out on Pinterest, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all over the web as Anderson Pens.
Blog is blog.andersonpens.com.
And the website is andersonpens.com.
Join our mailing list. Check out the blog for updates and new products or events in the store. Thanks for listening to our podcast. We will see you next week and hopefully in Atlanta. Good night, everyone.
Yes.